We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think their starting pitching is outstanding. I think their defense is very good. I think they run the bases extremely well, even though they don't necessarily steal a lot of bases. I think offensively, they're very, very good as well. Concern about Chicago Cubs, if I had any, it would be in their bullpen because they don't have a lot of huge strikeout guys down there. And a lot of times you come in with men on base and you want guys that regularly strike people out. I know they're missing Strope and Morrow, and I'm sure those two guys would help. But I think Joe's done a good job mixing and matching.
Middays on the Score.
Joe Girardi. Gotta miss some bats. Need some bat missers. And we are getting to that time of year now that the deadline has moved up. Now things happen a little bit earlier. Maybe there are some names out there. The Bernstein and McKnight Show. It is a weekend of sports happenings that involved the Cubs taking a series from the Nationals. Kind of a raggedy series, but boy, did they hit Scherzer. That was really cool to see.
Clubbing.
And Strasburg, not so much. Strasburg is a very interesting guy who I think in some ways is emblematic of what we're seeing all across baseball in the use of breaking pitches rather than overpowering fastballs. Steven Strasburg has become a curveball. It looks to me, and I haven't looked at sort of the percentages here, but as far as the way he was approaching hitters, it looked to me like he's showing the fastball in certain places just so he can set up the use of that devastating yellow hammer.
I think a lot of guys are throwing more and more breaking balls here. It kind of sounds like or feels like that, 0-2 counts or... You know, it's nothing's a fastball count anymore. Anybody throws anything at any time, and that kind of breaking ball can be a weapon for Strasburg for sure. And I wonder if you mention that because it kind of dovetails into one of the a trade rumor that our own Bruce Levine kind of drummed up here, or pulled up rather, from the Toronto Blue Jays. He was talking to Buck Martinez, was Bruce, on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, and conversation about Ken Giles, Blue Jays closer, came up. And yeah, it sounds like there has been contact made between the two clubs, according to Bruce, according to Buck. Ken, of course, a pretty decent pitcher on the Phillies, kind of came out of nowhere for them to strike out 12 and 11 per nine in 2 years, goes to the Astros, has a collapse, can't find the strike zone, and has brought himself back with the Blue Jays this season and is pitching very well.
His fastball of Ken Giles averages 97.2 miles an hour. That's right on his career velocity. It has ebbed and flowed a bit around that number. Uses his fastball 51.5% of the time. Slider usage is way up to 48.5%. He throws the slider at 86.7 miles an hour. So again, this is what is in fashion. His numbers essentially have flipped. When last year with two teams, he was 59% fastballs, 41% sliders. That slider percentage is up to 48.5%.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule the Cubs out for any arm, essentially. I mean, maybe just the top tier, whatever guys end up at the very top of the trade market. Relievers, I mean. I don't know that that's going to be a guy you go ahead and are able to trade for. The Cubs minor league system isn't that great. You know, a lot of people are high on Nico Horner, the shortstop, recently their first-round pick, probably their top prospect in the organization. Miguel Amaya's the young catcher at South Bend, I think, that's had a pretty decent season. Adbert Alzolay's the shine's kind of off him. Cole Roederer's a guy that I probably wouldn't give up. I like him a lot. But I, you know, that the rest of the system is not really all that beloved. So the question comes back over and over again, as it has since the parade, right? Since you had the ring ceremony at Wrigley Field in 17, really, it was what guys currently on the roster, because they promoted so many, what guys currently on the roster are pieces to supplement that next championship run. What guys are you willing to part with for some big time name to throw into a team that needs it?
What do you think of the White Sox, Alex Colome?
I think he's been fun to watch. I think he's been pretty effective. And if I'm the White Sox, especially the way injuries have kind of racked a little bit of the rebuild here, I'd be very interested in trading a veteran reliever that I'd signed, as you should have been kind of the last 3 years, as they have been.
He's been 62% cutter that he throws at 90 miles an hour. He's got a 94% fastball. He only uses 38% of the time. But that's a high-leverage bullpen arm that might be available at a lesser price. And I'm reminded it was at 2015 when they just kept grabbing guys who were available. Remember where it was like Clayton Richard?
Yeah, that was a Joe Nathan year, right?
That we had, early on it was Joe Nathan, but then it was with Flaming Arrow. It was
Fernando Ryan.
They were grabbing whoever they could grab that was throwing 90 plus.
Cahill, right? Cahill gets picked up and gets thrown into a rotation or a high leverage kind of rotation at the back end of a bullpen.
Resurrecting his career. I mean, believe me, they've got a long list of names and they're not going to stop. The other thing and I know you wanted to get into also some of what's happening with Arrieta, and you said you said nostalgia's good.
I do think nostalgia's a good thing.
But I think it's also important to note the following. When we saw Baez get hurt and time sort of stopped and they said Baez is down and he was literally down and we all gulped and said, oh my God. You then realize now with the fact that we hadn't even thought about Zobrist being out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And David Bote, who is not fun to watch in the field.
The struggle is real for David Bote the last couple of weeks.
How important, whether we like it or not, and it's fine if it's not, how important is Addison Russell now?
Yeah, he's a glove. He is an excellent defensive shortstop. And aside from, the honest fact that I don't think the Cubs should have kept him around. I would have rather seen them move on for a whole host of reasons, all of which we got into over the last couple of weeks. But his OPS plus is 82 the last two seasons put together. He's not been a hitter. Over the last 2 years, he's had 3 months of solid production, and those 3 months weren't all chained together at the same time.
Before you ask about OPS plus, by the way, if you're just joining us, when we use a number, OPS plus is somewhat similar to WRC plus in that they're 100 is average, and there's all kinds of environmental factors and park factors. You compare guys across time, but when he has an 82, that means he's 18% below average as an offensive player. Just wanted to do that sort of parenthetically so people understand that 82 is those are both great numbers. OPS plus on Baseball Reference, WRC plus on FanGraphs just gives you a simple number relative to league average.
Yeah, and with an offensive struggle, then you're counting on defense to cover the day. And for Russell, that's worked before. They've won a championship with the guy. I mean, he was a much better offensive player, I think, than he projects to be going out. I don't know how much you can fix, in between the years. I'm sure that cleaning up your own life, setting things in order as best you can as the process he's going through is kind of believed to be. Sure, maybe that helps. I don't know. But you lose Javi Baez from this team. There's not a guy that comes in and floats you. He's Javi Baez. I mean, he's past the point where you expect some sort of freezing cold month, isn't he? I mean, are you as a Cubs fan really putting the same projection on Javi Baez as when he came up 5 years ago?
I think he's earned.
You're not doing that anymore. No, he's your Christian Yelich.
He's earned a lot more trust than that because of his importance defensively and because of what teammates say about him. He's your baseball magic.
Yeah, and it's not as though he's slump proof, but you remember those weeks where Javi Baez would go through swinging at everything on the outer half and a breaking ball away turned him into Alfonso Soriano instead of Manny Ramirez. You know what I mean? Like that was that guy. He has changed to me from being that guy that is subject to prolonged, inefficient, inescapable slumps. He's found a way to break himself out of his own bad habits, and whether that's going the opposite way with power, whether it's being a little bit more selective, whether that's being more dangerous earlier in the count, he's not the guy, it seems, that falls into weeks and weeks of nothingness. He is a steadying offensive force on this team.
This segment's brought to you by the Chicago Bears. See past, meet present at Bears 100 Celebration Weekend, June 7th through the 9th in Rosemont. Don't miss out on players like Khalil Mack, Mitchell Trubisky, Akeem Hicks, and more on stage with your favorite Bears alumni. With free autographs, photo ops, and one-of-a-kind panels, Bears 100 Celebration Weekend is the place to be June 7th through the 9th. Visit ChicagoBears.com for tickets. One of the guys involved in that, Roberto Garza, is going to be joining us at 11:20, and he's going to check and tell us about those plans. We'll also talk about the Bears. A lot going on in the interior of the offensive line. We need to talk to him.
Yeah, moves and ascension, I think, on that offensive line. I think, too, you know, you mentioned it, and I've kind of thought about this for a little while. Especially in baseball, I think nostalgia can be a good thing for a little while. You know, it allows teams that are going through down cycles in their competitive years, all that kind of stuff. Nostalgia is a good thing when it's done in kind of encapsulated forms. And I think, you know, as some of the Cubs fan base, I just got done, like moments ago, just got done freaking out about a depth chart and Javi Baez missing any kind of prolonged time and where's the offense going to come from and stuff. I think for a moment in your baseball season, to get to sit down and enjoy what was, kind of remember what it was all about in 16 with Jake Arrieta coming back to Wrigley Field and making a start.
Is it an appreciation thing?
Kind of reminds you what it is, you know, kind of reminds you what it was all about. It's
what we're
not
doing here.
Yeah, kind of. It's not so much like a this is why we do this sort of moment, but it's definitely a, oh, okay. Take a moment and reset a little bit. At least that's what it's working like for me. I'm very excited to see Jake pitch. I don't know. He's not the same guy he used to be. I'm not expecting some sort of, you know, ace-like performance from either one of these guys, but just to see that guy in that space again, kind of, it means something to me.
Yeah,
I think it should mean something to people. I think leaning into, at least for a little bit, some nostalgia that's completely harmless is absolutely the right thing to go for.
It's healthy?
I think so.
To sort of go back to that place
as long as you don't stay there too long. You know, I mean, you got to get your head back to present day and you got to work with what the good Lord gave you. But, you know, as long as, if you're there for a couple hours, there's nothing wrong with
that. It's funny. You saw that there's this new play at the Royal George Theater called Miracle.
I read a headline about it. I hadn't read the review of it.
Billy Marovitz
daughter musical thing.
It was the brainchild. Billy Marovitz and Arnie Granite put it together. And it is just what you're talking about. And I'm amazed at the way Chris Jones of the Tribune put together his review of this Cubs 2016 World Series championship play.
Yeah.
And how he is fair to it artistically in his role as a reviewer, but also is upfront about what it's trying to do and for whom it was created.
Oh, I see.
So he found himself in an interesting, he had to criticize it objectively and then also criticize it somewhat subjectively because he's a Cubs fan and he understands what this is trying to do. It's not really exploitative. It's just aimed in a very specific place. And I think the timing of it with sort of the return of Arrieta here is exactly what you're talking about, that it's 3 years removed in this time in which we live, of all these cycles are so sped up, news cycles are ephemeral, and they sort of nothing is what it used to be, and everything feels faster. Are we nostalgic for the World Series champion Cubs? Is Jake Arrieta's return? I think that's, we can let that breathe a little bit. I think that's a fair question. Is it okay? And are we really at a point in the acceleration of everything where 3 years can make for wistfulness?
I think you can be.
We see some of the lines on Chris Bryant's face a little bit. We see that, you know, Ben Zobrist, the World Series MVP, may be at the end of his career and all that's going on there. Are we really there?
I think we might be.
Yeah.
You know, I think we might be. And I think it would be different if this team had put more of its own minor league pitching into the system. You know, I think that, or into the major league roster. I mean, don't you think if there were the next Jake or like the next Lester, you know what I'm saying? If the fifth guy in your rotation were some young hotshot Walker Buehler type I'm not talking about this year's Walker Buehler, maybe like last season or something, like a dude that was, you know, coming up and going to take over the reins, that kind of thing, as opposed to you heard Joe Girardi talk about it with Mullion Hall earlier this morning. We played you the clip a couple of minutes ago. Like, there are places for this team to get better. And in this season, you know, via trade and kind of bandage together some of their wounds, pitching is the area. Yeah, and I think it feels different if they'd had some sort of their own, you know, youth movement or injection to take over from what Jake had done.
Even though they're still in the window of their window and they're one of the best teams in baseball, simultaneously, there is still, at the moment, there's probably a little bit of World Series nostalgia creeping in just 3 years. It's amazing to think about. Get your thoughts on this, too. 312-644-6767. Going to be a fun midday midway at 1040. Some stuff that I've been saving up. It's an invention that you may like to help you, I guess, well, chill out.
We may have to talk a little Thrones as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how you handled the near collapse of Brooks Koepka yesterday. I know you played a little golf.
I handled it by not handling it.
Very near collapse of one of the most dominant golfers going right now in Brooks Koepka. That whole championship was a thing. We'll get into it next. Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouthwatering water. There is a list that is now out for the very first time, you know, because of the 100th year NFL celebration.
You notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
The Bears have now released the start to their top 100 players of all time, 100 through 76. And guess who the 100th greatest Bear of all time is?
I mean, the Bear, they're a charter franchise. They have hundreds of all-time greats. I can
Correct.
Only imagine that each one of the 100 retains some sort of special place in the halls of the NFL.
I will give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
The 100th greatest Bear of all time is currently on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hello, 100th greatest Bear of all time.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's Patrick Manley.
Go Bears!
Yeah!
What's up?
How awesome is that?
Mr. 100.
Yeah, I know you're probably in between the fourth and fifth hole already at this point.
I'm actually driving to the golf course.
Oh, okay. Well, we
always can catch you.
Yeah, we decided, we were talking about, we're saying our default setting with you is if it's not pouring or the net light, our default setting is you're either on the golf course or going to or from the golf course, and it proved true this time. So
you are right. You're exactly right.
But this is pretty cool.
It is. It actually is really cool. I had heard that they were coming out with this list, and my daughter, who's 13, said, "Dad, do you think you'll be on that list?" I said, "The only way I'll be on that list if I'm number 100.
Seriously?
It's funny that it turned out, yes. So she told me this morning, she's at school, she's like, "Will you email me what number you are?" And I just emailed her, "Yep."
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty funny this morning. She's like, "You really?" I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, it's..." Like you mentioned, it's the charter franchise of the NFL. There's so many great people that have played for this team. You know, the most Hall of Famers of any team in the NFL. And, you know, to be on the list is always exciting, but it is kind of funny to be number 100, and it's kind of fitting that it's a long snapper.
Pat, Jay Cutler was 85.
I can't believe it. How can by far the best quarterback in the history of the franchise be 85?
I don't know. Who put the list together? Is it Don Pearson and Pompey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I would ask them. you know, it is kind of shocking that, you know, arguably numbers-wise he is, but, you know, I'm guessing longevity helps a little bit, and that probably helped me actually get on the list. But, yeah, I'm kind of surprised. But, again, like I said, there are just so many darn good players, and it's going to be fun to see this thing kind of roll out and see where everybody falls.
There are only, as best I can tell, there are only three players ahead of you that actually fought in World War I.
That's what's going to be amazing.
So
you can come up with all these different, you know, categories of, you know, who they are, what they are, where they played, did they go to World War I, World War II, all that. Well, yeah, it'd be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch it all roll out.
I mean, the sepia tone photos are amazing, and it hits home how damn old a franchise the Bears are, and just
I know,
and the fact is, like, I grew up a ridiculously insane Bears fan with all the books and the pajamas and the room decorated with Bear stuff. And most of the, I haven't heard of these guys. There's so many guys I'm clicking on this list that I'm literally hearing their names for the first time.
You're right. And in Hallis Hall, I was lucky to be there for 16 years. They have a list of every between our old locker room and the training room, they had a list of every team and every year. And you'd always just kind of stand there and read over those names. And, you know, you're like, oh, that's so-and-so and that's so-and-so. And like you said, there's someone there that I saw. And I'm like, I don't even think I remember reading those names or even seeing those names. But, you know, obviously they're you know, great of the part of the great past of the Bears.
Yeah, number 88, Joey Sterneman. I got nothing.
Never read that one.
I've got nothing for you. Nothing.
What years was he there?
Bob Wataska. Was
I know that name.
You know that? He was a tackle. Uh-huh. Well, you have to, yeah, because he was a tackle. He was there from 60 to 69. But this had to be a long time ago because this seriously, look, Joey Sterneman, a quarterback slash kicker. He was there from 22 to 25 and then from 1927 to 1930.
That's great.
Nice guy. Never met
him. Do they have any game film of him?
Yeah. It's very weird to watch. So we're talking about Patrick Manley, Mr. Number 100 on the Bears list of all-time great players. Congratulations on the award and on the name. Semi-seriously, number 96. Have you looked through these yet, or are you going to scroll through them as you're kind of lining up putts?
I just scrolled through them a little bit earlier. I did.
So the only active player on this list so far is Eddie Jackson at number 96.
Yeah.
How high can he get on the list of 100?
Great question. I think you got to find out where Mike Brown is. And I think you got to put him there and then potentially higher because he could have a longer career and you know, some more Pro Bowls. But I think once we see where Mike Brown is, I think that's your start.
It's so hard to do positionally, too, because of how, like, when the Bears didn't really have a good wide receiver, like, after Johnny Morris, until you get to, you know, number 81, Brandon Marshall, number 80, Alshon Jeffrey. I wonder how, and then Dennis McKinnon is actually 79, and I just wonder how these guys accounted for changes to the game when certain positions mattered in a way that...
Doug Plank is on that list, too, right? What number is he?
Plank was 99, I think. He's one spot ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he's, you know, he is the 46 defense. His number comes, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just gonna be really neat to see where they do fall. And, yeah, I think you're right, Dan, with positionally, you know, does that weigh into something? Does it weigh into what they've done for the game? Does it weigh what they've done for the Bears? And then with this defense the Bears have, or the history of the defensive Bears has, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, leaned heavily that way as it gets closer to number one.
It's just, you realize, Pat, when they bring out all 100 players or however many we have left with us, you know, because like we mentioned, some actually fought in the war, the first one, you're going to be standing there for a really long time at Soldier Field while everybody walks out.
Shaking a lot of hands.
And actually, the guy
just brings some Purell up there and just makes
sure. It's funny, the guy I mentioned the name Bob Wataska. He's one of the guys, one of the alumni that's going to be part of Bears 100.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be pretty cool, though. I think what I'm most excited about seeing is Urlacher, Singletary, and Butkus up on the stage chatting. That's going to be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, now that Brian's decided he's going to, ever since Brian got his hair back, he's like he's been smiling and talking. It's like a different dude. He's totally different ever since he got hair.
Well, I think we all kind of are. I mean, you know, with Olin working with the score, speaking a little bit more, that, you know, once you step away from the game, you feel like you can be a little more open. And Dan, we had that locker room. You know our locker room. We were guarded. You know, we took care of each other, and we just didn't try to give up too much. And I think now we've, you know, enough times passed where you can kind of see who we are personally, a little bit more of our personality, especially Olin and now Brian, like you said, that, you know, it's just, we don't have to, you know, guard for each other. And it's been fun. It's been, now that what I'm out 6 years now, you kind of look back on it and you can actually start patting yourself on the back a little bit and telling more stories and things like that. So it's been nice to be retired and get past that level where, now you can be that old guy and tell lies and old stories.
And, well, most people, actually, now that I think about it, kids of a certain age are going to grow up knowing Brian Urlacher as Billboard Guy, right?
No doubt.
They will not have remembered a single play. They just remember he's the guy on all the billboards everywhere.
I'm driving down 294 right now, and I'm about to see about, 105 billboards of Brian?
Yep. Good for him, man. Hey, get that money. All right, well,
yeah, no
hit
doubt.
Him straight today.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Patrick Manley, the 100th greatest Chicago Bear to ever lace him up.
I just feel, you know, Dan Pompey, who put together the list, is never going to be able to tell you who 101 would have been, because that guy's going to be real upset with Pat Manley.
But wait a second. That whole thing about Cutler, he's not arguably the best. He's by a mile the best quarterback in franchise history.
They've got him 85th.
85th?
86 is Alan Ellis, a cornerback who played 73 to 77.
My guy.
And then 79 to 80. Was he really? He was your guy?
I liked Alan Ellis.
Okay, fair enough.
He was good.
And then 84. This is perfect. 84 is our guy, Tom Thayer.
Look who 83 is.
80.
Look what number he's wearing.
Oh, it's Willie Gault.
It's 83 wearing 83.
Whose rookie season was?
83. Oh, I'm getting all the feels.
Tannehill just passed out.
Yeah, right.
So, he's walking around. He's probably listening to the show, just passed out somewhere.
Tannehill's got a case of the vapors. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Midday Midway is coming up. I have the power of Twitter doing something in a – we were talking about how everything accelerates now when we were talking about Cubs nostalgia.
Yeah.
The speed at which our interconnected world can operate is astonishing. This story will blow your mind. And I have a new product. If there's a certain part of your anatomy that you would prefer be cooler – than it otherwise would be.
Oh, I see. All right. I'm gonna feed your Kyler Murray truther nature. Because of those of you who don't know, Dan,
I'm a height truther.
Is a height truther. We are also gonna talk non-spoiler Game of Thrones. Final episode last night. We will do a small non-spoiler review of Game of Thrones when we return. The Midday Midway is on the way. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is not for air.
No, that's a discussion we'll never have on for a microphone.
No, we will not.
But this is the Midday Midway.
Opens incognito window for search. This segment is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmailmedical.com. We had a conversation with the man just revealed to be the 100th greatest bear of all time. Give it up for Patrick Manley.
Boy, Pat.
And I think the lead story is that Dan Pompey and Don Pearson decided that Jay Cutler, the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears, is their 85th best player. That, to me, seems like trolling, but hey, so be it. Lots of Cubs discussion. Jake Arrieta will be back. Does he get the full Tommy La Stella video tribute?
He should.
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
He actually earned it.
Stop the game for like 20 minutes.
Yep.
So hang out with Jake.
Indulging in some nostalgia. You say that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
So it's only 3 years removed, and it seems like a while ago. And discussed Yu Darvish, discussed some possibilities for trades to bolster the bullpen. Pretty intense baseball. Also, that number that we saw in The Athletic, that the Cubs by 100 points are leading all of baseball with a .702 slugging percentage to the opposite field.
When I say the name Matthew Boling, does it ring any bells for you?
Yes.
He has, if you are on Instagram and or on Twitter or just really paid any attention to the track and field world the last couple of weeks, you've heard of White Lightning. He is a senior at Strake Jesuit High School out of Houston. He's bound for Georgia. He is one hell of a runner. Full disclosure, one of my best friends was his high school coach, Bowling's high school coach, for about 3 years, not his senior season. And I had heard about Bowling running, you know, prior to his senior year, where he's been setting all kinds of records because Pete just wouldn't shut up about how fast the kid is. He's running sub-10 100-yard dash times. I mean, he's close to making an Olympics right now, and he's in headlines again because Ted Ginn Jr. had put there that he was willing to race anybody for $10,000 or more. kind of waiting around for somebody to take him up on a race. Ginn ran a 4.37.40 at Ohio State's Pro Day back in the time. Had put down one that was even a sub 4.3 in a spot or two, and says he's been clocked as low as a 4.22. Bowling runs the, I think it was a 9.84 100-yard dash, and he, on Twitter, has taken up Ginn on his $10,000 race proposal. I don't know when it's going to happen.
That's not enough.
If it's going to happen, they ought to run, and that money ought to go somewhere, hopefully Bowling's pocket, because he damn well deserves it. But what I need to not happen in this, I need the NCAA to get the hell away from it. Let him have fun. Let him do this. Give the money to charity. Whatever. Let him run. Let the money go to charity or something like that. You best not mess with White Lightning. The kid deserves his moment.
This from CNN. A woman named Christina Boniello was strolling through Times Square when a group of three men with Irish accents asked her to snap a photo of them. And these guys are just, I mean, central casting doesn't even give you the gist of it. So they didn't have their own phone. No one had a camera. No one had a phone.
What year is it?
Right? So they said, can you take our picture? And they said, we'll find it someday. So this woman took a picture of these hail fellows, well met. They were visiting from Ireland. And their names are Sean Tighe, Bernie Waldron, and John Devaney. They're from the town of Ballyhaunis in County Mayo in Northwest Ireland. So they didn't have any phones. So they said, just take the picture and someday we'll find it, okay? How long do you think it took for them to be identified and given the picture?
3 days.
1 hour! In less than an hour, Irish Twitter came up with the men's identities. The picture was sent to the Times Square Dreamers. The photo was retweeted 5,700 times. So Christina Boniello said she reconnected with them. They had a quick chat, said the men were lovely. And all of us, as soon as it hit Irish Twitter, she didn't post it for a week. And as soon as she posted it, it took an hour to find these guys from some rural county of Ireland.
We are all so screwed.
Wow.
We
an
are
hour.
So screwed. Privacy is done. It's over. It's not going to happen. Speaking of pictures, and don't look at this yet, Dan Bernstein, but you... Maybe one of the more uglier sides to you is that you are a truther when it comes to Kyler Murray.
And by the way, a lot of texters point out that Jake got the video treatment last year.
Well, he deserves it again. Give him another one. He's going to start. Play. I don't care. So you are a Kyler Murray truther. It's an ugly fact about you, but it's true. What has surfaced just recently, I saw that Kyle Koster posted this on the Big Lead, a photo of combine athletes, first-round draft picks, all got together with their pads on and the cleats. They're in the stands, and they took a photo. Kyler is in this photo standing next to Marquise Brown, a teammate of his
right.
at Oklahoma. Marquise Brown listed at 5'9", and in this photo, you tell me, come around and look at it now, and I'll retweet the photo so you listening in the show and not driving at the same time can look it up on Twitter. You tell me who looks taller. Is it Marquise or is it Kyler?
Okay, point it out.
Marquise, Kyler.
Marquise Brown is an inch taller.
Yeah, he looks a lot taller, doesn't he? So now this fuels the truther conspiracy that Kyler Murray is not actually 6 feet tall. Here are the mitigating circumstances, however. Kyler is the only person in this photo who has put his helmet down on the folding seat in the stadium, which means he's standing closer to the camera than everyone else in the photo.
So he should look taller.
This
are you sure he's not standing on the helmet, too?
He could be standing, but the helmet is in the seat. There could be another helmet somewhere. This is internet conspiracy. This is ripe for conspiracy.
Fisher people know exactly how to do that. When you are always look at the size of the thumb when someone is holding a bass up in a photo, especially if the thumb is in the lower lip, because if it's giant thumb, that means the fish is being held toward the camera to make it appear bigger relative to the fisher person. Absolutely. You never hold it up against you. You always hold it out.
Huh. Makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
All right. Well, Kyler has got some truthers to shoot down.
I'm right. He's like 4 feet tall, I think. Here's a product from Cool Tech. It is a product called Cool Men, or The Cool Men. Listen up, I'm Fat Podcast here. This is an innovative device in the form of men's underwear. It is a waistband, and below the waistband are two lines of fabric that meet at the bottom where there sits a cradle of sorts.
Huh.
The cradle looks like... It looks almost like a an egg that has been opened.
Okay.
And what this is, it is a testicle cooling device.
Sure.
I'm in.
It is specifically designed to improve production for fertility in men. And studies show the temperature plays a vital role in the production and quality of sperm. And clinical tests reveal that under cooler temperatures, production is spurred on. A rise of 1 degree Celsius can cut down sperm production by 40%. So scientists at Cool Tech have developed this device.
Cabbage leaf is for.
It should be.
Stuff it down your pants.
It should be worn. And then eat it.
Cabbage leaf.
It should be worn for at least 12 hours a day for a month. This will give the device sufficient time to restore the testicles' suitable temperature and full efficacy.
Now, is there like memory foam in these two?
The Cool Men is made of certified antibacterial materials. It is safe to use. The materials are lightweight and flexible for better comfort. It provides full discretion during use due to its ergonomic design that appears completely invisible under clothing. It will be connected to a mobile app where you can view and record pertinent data.
Now I'm definitely in.
It's got a ball cam?
Yes, it's got temperature, duration of use. It can relay current physical activity of the wearer, such
still
as
fat.
Sitting, sleeping, etc. And the data can help andrologists analyze their patient's condition to improve the treatment process. A valuable piece of technology. It is Cool Tech's The Cool Men.
This sounds like a scam to me.
Danny Parkins is going to have an endorsement deal for this the day he gets back.
Cool Men. High quality sperm.
Your balls are too hot. You put them in there.
Moment he gets back.
Yeah,
I don't know if Parkins doing anything. Let's give him the ball coolie thingy.
He needs to have one break where he just strings all of them together.
Like, I can't make fun of the whole endorsement thing, but you're absolutely
the
right.
The moment he gets back.
Take your blue chew.
And
take your manscape.
Keep the balls
that
cold.
Way you got your special,
you make it look good. The
ball hair trimmer, and then you keep it cool. And it also could be used as cooking utensils.
You wrap it around your head and keep your chin up, that kind of thing. I don't know, whatever you're looking to do.
You wear it on your head. He's out of the country, so we can make fun of him.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? He's probably calling. He probably like, let's get Jeff on this. I want to pitch the ball coolie thing. This works.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the 17th-ranked Cats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State, Michigan State, and Iowa. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
What's it called again?
It is called Cool Men.
Yeah, so if anyone's cool actually doing it, I'm happy to endorse Cool Men.
It's Cool Tech. That's one word, COOLTEC, and it's The Cool Men.
Would the like athletic versions be called Cool Whip?
Cool Whip.
That is the midday midway. We'll get to Thrones a little bit later on in the show. I know Jay and I need to talk.
I'm done. I got my kids. I'm good. I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, but if you're too warm, you could use something like this, and then the side effects would just be the side effects.
Yeah, but it might just be nice to be cool.
Yeah,
you know,
could be.
And it also would keep.
It's also a very sporty carriage. Is what it is.
I'm also thinking too. It prevents side stickage. If you're really thinking about what the secondary...
Wait a minute. Have you seen the photo of this thing?
Yeah.
I'm out.
It looks like
it's a ball vice.
That sounds like a small German town where they make a specialty wine.
No, do come to ball vice.
Come to ball vice. No, it's...
It looks like a G-string for torture.
No, it's... But think about...
I don't know.
Think about
sporty.
Think about side stickage prevention as well as cooling. Yeah,
that's what Gold Bond's for.
They don't have, no,
it looks like a French...
Yeah, but then there's a mess.
You don't have to do the deep knee bend, you know?
You still can if you want to. Don't get me wrong.
This would...
put the cup around. There'd be a whole fitting process every morning with this thing.
I still think it might be.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's only $304. Is so let's really? Get one and try it out.
Well, with the
304?
304.
Hold on. Time to get out my phone so I can check in on my balls.
Can you share that with your friends?
Let's see. Let's see. I'm like, right. Just, like
I share the information. We all check in on Dan. Is it, see how things
hey,
are
what
going.
Do you think of this?
Well, it's sort of like, you know, like with my daughter's glucose monitor. Like for
yes,
type 1
sort
diabetics.
Of. Where yes, it's I can. Sort of like
right
that.
Now, I can go and I can see exactly what her blood glucose is. Imagine like, hey, kids, how'd you like to share the condition of Dan's balls?
Imagine how the group text, the show group text would change. I don't know, Jay, have you checked in on Dan? He is running 1 degree hot right now.
Have you?
He must be golfing.
Oh, he's in the sauna again.
Looks like Campy just had some habaneros. We should get one. We should go for the show and, like, each wear it for a week. Collect all the
just
data.
One, yeah, we would. Just buy one,
just,
too.
Just get one, a show cool
post
man.
The data. Guess whose balls these were.
Right, let's whose slash line is this? Right, guess that player. 300 degrees. Good God, man. What are we doing?
I put a poll up. Would you wear the testicle cooling underpants device? 80-20 no so far, but it's early. It's early.
A lot of votes early. 80-20 no. It's Bernstein underscore MCK. That's where you can find the Twitter poll of the day.
We'll get back to a little bit of Cubs talk and possible bullpen help for them. And you mentioned also the whole Brooks Koepka thing that a lot of us didn't really know happened until after the fact.
Yeah,
should this thing be called Ball Force One?
Well, there's alternative names for this could be a thing. Oh, I like it.
The show swing is what it is. That we got Roberto Garza coming up at 11:20. More Cubs talk on the way. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.